Light travel time, a problem for the Big Bang?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker and author from Australia. Well, Ken, some Big Bang supporters claim the Bible can't be right because distant starlight takes billions of years to get here. Talk to us about this.
Well, some people say that since we don't know for certain how God got the light from distant galaxies to Earth in only 6,000 years, we should believe in the Big Bang instead. But you know, this argument doesn't work at all. First of all, there are several different ways God could have used to get distant starlight to Earth in thousands of years, and many of these are discussed on our website. But even if we didn't have these models, you can't use light travel time to reject the Bible in favor of the secular Big Bang idea, because the Big Bang has a light travel time problem of its own. You see, according to the Big Bang model, the universe started off very, very small with very different temperatures at different places. Now, today the universe is much larger and these different regions of the universe have almost exactly the same temperature. As our astrophysicist Dr. Jason Lyle has told me, the problem is that even if the universe were many billions of years old, there hasn't been enough time for light to travel from these different regions of the universe to even out the temperatures. It's a very serious light travel time problem for the Big Bang. So, it makes a lot more sense to trust in God's word instead of man's fallible theories.
More about this fascinating topic can be found on our website, answersradio.com.